Hey folks, the Cow Cruise takes on a little different look for January of 2024. World-famous cowboy cook and best-selling cookbook author Kent Rawlins and renowned cowboy singer-songwriter Bren Hill join us for the first annual Taste of Cowboy Cruise, January 19th through the 27th of 2024. There will be cooking demonstrations, taste testing, and world-class entertainment as you set sail with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded Taste of Cowboy fans as we spend 8 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of the Western Caribbean. Our adventure begins in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and stops in Cozumel, Mexico, Roatan, Honduras, Belize City, Belize, and Costa Maya, Mexico. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, and onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions and amenities reserved only for Taste of Cowboy Cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today, toll-free, 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131, or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now, because you know this is going to fill up fast, to join us for the very first Taste of Cowboy Caribbean Cruise in January of 2024.
Howdy folks, this is Bren Hill, and you're listening to my good pards Andy and Jim Nelson on Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Bren, all you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and he's tuned in just in time for Fair Use
File. Are you sure?
I know he has.
Without a doubt.
Every week.
Liar.
You know, he wants to. He needs hints.
Well, here, let's get started.
Help then, a brother right? out.
Okay. Let's help a brother out.
All right.
You're getting ready to drop a substantial amount of money on this AAA barrel racing horse.
Okay. All right. All right.
You've looked at his mouth. You've
yes.
looked at his legs.
Oh,
you've
yes.
looked at his back.
Oh, my.
And
you looked at the girl who was riding him.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
She's there for a reason.
Right. Okay.
To distract
yeah.
you.
Exactly. Right.
All of a sudden, you look down at the hoof.
And?
You see a ring.
Wow.
Dad
nabbit.
So you do have to look at the hoof, you know.
Yeah.
You got to look at the bottom.
You got to
look at the top.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing that that ring is there, but it is an indication that there might be an issue.
Maybe an issue. Now, ring bone is usually caused, it's a trauma-induced
mm-hmm.
type deal. So
yes.
pay attention. I mean, if it's a barrel racing horse, there's a little trauma that goes
oh,
on there.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Roping horse, roping anything
horse,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
There's always a little trauma. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. so if they have splints, splint boots, skid boots, you
yep.
know,
yep.
Bell boots on them, peel them off and take a good look.
Take them off, get a good gander.
Exactly.
You betcha.
Yeah. Look at the whole horse.
That is some great information there,
oh, yeah.
big feller, and thank you for Farrier's
and my file. Pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say a what?
A what?
A ring where?
A where?
A ring around the tub? How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house, ring around the collar free.
Free.
That's right.
Yes.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Keep moving.
Keep
on moving.
Yep. It must be spring. I had Sam out to do some shoeing.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I don't even bend over anymore.
I don't either.
There you go.
I can't.
How about a little music?
Oh, yeah. Push the button.
All right. We're going to do it. Ryan Fritz is riding along with us. He's talking about one of the most important parts of branding.
Yeah?
Yeah, the branding beer.
Well, we all ride out 6 a.m., friends and neighbors out gathering, driving cattle to the branding pen. I can't believe it's that time again. The herd just spits and the sorting starts, best horse in the gate, roper's on guard. If a calf makes a break to the open plain, I'd catch him pretty quick and drag him back in.
Beer break!
Oh, brand Brandon beer, a Brandon beer. I don't think I had one since last year. It'll wash down the dust in the pool around here. Well, ain't it a little early for a Brandon beer? The crew moves in and the fire's lit. The boss lines out every man and kid. Daylight's burning and the irons are hot. You better get moving, first calf is caught.
Beer break.
Whoa, Brandon beer, a Brandon beer. I don't think I had one since last year. It'll wash down the dust in the pool around here. Well, hand me one of those Brandon beers. There's a young kid roping off a pretty green colt. The boss says, son, now you keep a good hold. There's kids and dogs, crippled old man, working all around my Brandon pen. But the propane tank, it had to hiss. The bug-eyed colt, he threw a fit. Kicked that tank straight to hell. He sent it ringing like an old church bell. Oh, Brandon beer, a Brandon beer. I don't think I had one since last year. It'll wash down the dust in the pool around here. Pass me an ice cold Brandon beer. There's the calf we've been looking for. The last slick-eared, he's wild for sure. They'll stretch him out, safe and sound, but probably put the brand on upside down. Well, Brandon beer, a Brandon beer. I don't think I had one since last year. It'll wash down the dust in the pool around here. Well, ain't we bowed out of those Brandon beers? Oh, Brandon beer, Brandon beer. I don't think I need one till next year. I've washed down the dust, but the pull is still here. Oh, give me that one last Brandon beer.
Grab that front end.
Where's that iron?
Yeah, the one thing he forgot to mention about that is
you got to be smart about this.
The beer doesn't come out till the work's done.
Right.
Yeah, the beer doesn't come out when you're starting.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll never get done.
Well, that's another reason why you don't feed them before.
Right?
Well, you know, you go out there first thing in the morning and they bring you out some of those donuts.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm,
you know, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just a little teaser.
It's a little teaser.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the good stuff's coming later.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you take good care of your health.
Well, you need to. You have to. It's the law.
Either that or you're not going to have any
help. Oh, you won't have a crew.
You won't have a crew.
Exactly.
You know, maybe this is a good time to talk a little bit about this. I've been just a little disenchanted.
Oh, no.
These days.
Oh, no.
When I hear high school kids that are asking to be paid.
To brand?
To brand.
What?
Yeah. I've actually heard scenarios where they said, well, we can't get the high school kids to come out anymore because they want to be paid.
I have never heard of
haven't
such
you?
A thing.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is bull manure.
It is. It's disenchanting, isn't it?
And that's not very neighborly.
That's not even a good word for it, disenchanting.
No, it's not.
Flat tick you off.
Downright yeah. pissed off.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that that is the common denominator, and it's not common everywhere, but I did hear that, yeah.
Well, you know, my good old buddy, friend, old pal, old Frank Ball, or
yeah.
not Frank, Ronnie Ball.
Ronnie Ball, yeah.
Ronnie Ball. He would call me right about May.
Sure.
Says, I got the beer and ice cream bought.
Yeah.
Let's brand.
Come on out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
And that's exactly how it works. Now, I usually get a text.
Oh. Well, this was on a house phone. This is a long
times have changed.
Yes, yeah, they
it was a landline. He called. Yeah, I got the beer and ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. We got the beer and ice cream bought. Come on, let's brand.
Let's get a brand. Get
yeah.
the branding done. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got that off my chest.
And that's hanging in my craw a little bit, brother.
Yeah. And granted, I realize high school kids are busy now, but it's all about helping your neighbor.
That's what it comes down to. Be a neighbor, for crying out loud.
Yep.
I'm
sorry to stir you up like
that's
that.
That's sticking in my craw, man.
Let's go to a commercial then,
okay, shall
we? Okay. And when we come back, Yvonne Hollenbeck has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.